You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We are speaking with Anna Jackson, and she is one of the founders of Loading Docks, and we'll be talking a bit about the project that has been developed to promote New Zealand filmmaking talent. So good morning, Anna, and thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
How are you this morning?
Apart from the craziness of Auckland traffic, I'm great, thanks.
Brilliant. I just kind of wanted to start off by asking you if you could kind of tell us what is Loading Docks and how did it begin?
So Loading Docks is an initiative to develop New Zealand documentary talent. We produce 10 3-minute documentary shorts every year, and we support documentary filmmakers through a development process, and then we share their amazing films with the world. So they're primarily online, but also in airplanes, yep. Increasingly in lots of festivals, and the films just have a wonderful life of their own. And it's really about sharing New Zealand stories with New Zealand and the world.
So they're 3 minutes long, these little short clips.
Yeah.
So that must mean that you'd have to think really hard about what you would want in those 3 minutes, because it's not long.
Yeah, for filmmakers, it is a fantastic test of their creative abilities. But if you can nail a film, a story in 3 minutes, then you can really do anything. And it's, restraints are creatively really great because, It just pushes filmmakers to be that much more creative and innovative. Also, 3 minutes is a great length for sharing stuff online as well.
And you're one of the founders of Loading Docks. So why did you want to begin this project, this initiative?
So Julia Parnell and I have been working on this project for many years. I think we first started developing it around 2010. Wow. And we launched in 2014 was our first year, so this is our fourth year. And when we first started working on the project, a lot of things were changing in the media industry. There weren't as many opportunities for documentary on television, and we saw that there was a wonderful opportunity to use the internet as a platform to get stories out there and to expose a wider range of stories and voices, which sort of ties into our theme for this year, which is diversity.
Cool.
So it's really about having a diversity of stories and of filmmaking voices.
So what issues, and I mean, obviously you said the theme is diversity, but out of the people that you've selected, because the process to choose the people, tell us about the process, I suppose, of Loading Docks. Yeah.
So we put a call out every year, and we get a lot of applications that we have to work through, and every year it's harder and harder because the quality just goes up and up.
Yeah.
And we primarily look for filmmakers that have experience, so it's not like a film competition for students or anything like that. A lot of our filmmakers actually have a lot of experience behind them, but we also look to develop up-and-coming talent as well. So I've got a really great spectrum of filmmakers and a really wide range of stories. So we look to get a mix of different kinds of people from different places, so it's not all stories from Auckland, which is often what you do see in television. Mm. This year we have films from all around New Zealand and a really wide range of themes.
So what kind of things are people like looking at?
So everything from a film about a very lively group of people who are making their own coffins and preparing for death.
Wow.
So that's kind of an interesting celebration of life and death.
Yeah.
Asian men talk about sex.
Wow. So a bit more humorous.
So that's a little bit more humorous.
Yeah.
And, Asian men are very stereotyped and not really celebrated for their appeal.
Who they are. Yeah.
If you like. A film about Tourette's, Dominic Hui, who is a really talented writer and performer who also struggles with a debilitating condition and is an amazing person.
Mm.
A film about a young guy from New Zealand trying to make it in Japan as a rugby player. A film about older Asian migrants who don't speak the language well, and how do they find a life for themselves in New Zealand. We've got our first Te Reo Māori film.
Cool.
A film about Takatāpui and an activist, amazing activist. A film about cavers, who are an interesting group of people, like a subculture in subterranean New Zealand.
Right.
And what else have we got? A film about an artist, John Radford, and then there's a film about a Kia dog, so a conservation dog. So that's just a huge range of stories.
And it's really all within New Zealand as well.
Yeah.
Which is amazing, because I think, I mean, for me personally, I forget how much is happening here in New Zealand, or how many different people there are. And
we're really interesting and cool people here. And what's really neat is that these stories get shown all over the world. So it gives filmmakers international exposure as well.
So these people have been selected to... Is there a funding process that they have to go through?
Yeah. And we're going through that right now. So the crowdfunding process is a great way for filmmakers to start making contact with audiences and start talking about their film before it's even made. It's also a really great skill for filmmakers to have, to learn how to market their own films and to reach out to audiences. So we're crowdfunding right now on Boosted. If you go to loadingdocs.net or to boosted.org, you can see all of our films. We've only been fundraising for a week, and half of our films, more than half, have actually already reached their target.
Brilliant.
Which is so cool.
That's awesome.
But it's kind of an opportunity for people to adopt a film, if you like. Mm-hmm. So when you give to a film, you kind of become a part of the filmmaking team.
So outside of Loading Docs, has there always been a struggle to get funding for particularly documentary films?
Yeah, although less so.
Yeah.
I think at the time when we started Loading Docs, it was a lot more of a struggle. But now a lot of things have started to change. There's more support for documentary. Documentary is a really popular form now. It's become celebrated.
I love watching documentaries.
Yeah. And I think... the sharing of films online has helped to support that, and crowdfunding has also helped filmmakers a lot too.
Are there any future plans for Loading Docs? Are there any new things you're kind of wanting to push through the initiative?
We're always looking to the future and trying to find pathways for filmmakers to go on to develop longer films. We like 3 minutes, but we also have a film in development this year that we hope will be a longer, still a short film, but one that will go out to festivals. And we have an alumni program, so we continue, Julia Parnell in particular, works with the filmmakers as a group. And so we have a community of filmmakers that support each other as well.
So it's really created a community.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Anna, for coming in and speaking with us this morning. And just quickly, if people want to chuck in their few cents to support some of these places, they can go to...
They can go to loadingdocs.net or to Boosted.
And these are going to come out and be available online for people to watch in the future?
Yeah, they'll be released in the middle of the year.
Cool. Thank you so much, Anna, for coming in this morning. It honestly sounds amazing. I'm really intrigued to watch all of those short films. So, yeah. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.